let me welcome you to a very important program on radio called Church on Air. I want to thank God for the beautiful things that God is doing in our life. Also, I give God the glory for the impartation is given to us through this program. I want to thank God for your testimonies for this program. And I want to bless the name of the Lord for how God is blessing us, you know, through this channel. To him be all the glory, honor, adoration, and majesty in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you please help me to invite somebody or phone somebody and tell them that Church on Air is now on this channel and that God is about to bless us again. Let me thank all of you who has phoned us and who asked questions or make one inquiry of the other. Thank God because we have responded to everyone through, you know, every means. I want to thank God for that. Today, by the grace of God, now because of the major questions and some people ask from us, that is why we are going to share a topic today that is ways of divine visitation. You know, ways of divine visitation. Because there are many ways by through which God visits his people. You know, up till now, God is interested to visit his people. Even my prayer this morning has been that God to visit our nation, Nigeria. If you listen to the last broadcast, you know, you discover that my heart is sobbing for this nation, Nigeria, because we need divine visitation. And you know, God wants to visit us. Well, God wants to change us. God wants to put things right. You know, but we just have to join hands with God. Now, in the book of Psalm, when you look at Psalm 8, you know, and we start to read from verse 4 to 5, Psalm 8, verses 4 and 5.
What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor.
Wow. Bible says, what is man? But let us say, who is man? Brother, in modern English. Who is man? That what? That you are mindful of him. I know that God is so mindful of you. He knows everything about you. He wants your life to be full of his glory. You know, he wants, you know, your life to be full of his grace. You know, who is man that you are mindful of him? That is to say, the mind of God is full of us. Can you imagine a woman who has a child traveling to very far place now, probably to the north, you know, as throughout the day, the woman will be mindful of the child. She said, probably they are now in so-and-so place. Probably they are in so-and-so place. So mindful. The same thing, God is mindful of us. And he said, and the son of man that thou visited him. Wow. No wonder I visited, you know, Adam and Eve. You know, see the time God visited Adam and Eve, and they missed the visitation, he is still visiting man up to today. My prayer is this. May he visit you, you know, at this time around the name of Jesus Christ. May he come to your house. May he come into your life. May he come into the system of your life. May he change things for good for you in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, go still visit. Up to now. You know, he says, you have made him a little lower than the angels. Talking about Jesus, you know. You made him a little lower than the angels, and you crown him with glory and honor. So there's a crown that God has given to you. It is called the crown of glory and of honor. Crown of glory and honor. You know, that is your portion as you hear this broadcast this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, God is still interested to visit his own people. You know, once you are a child of God, he wants to visit you. Once, you know, you cry to him, he wants to come. You know, he's interested to come. He's interested, you know, to do something to bring, you know, his glory and his power into your life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let's continue. You know, today we are talking about ways of divine visitation. Now, let us see some ways through which God has visited his people, and which up till today is still visiting us. Number one thing is visitation by sending Jesus Christ. Visitation by sending Jesus. In John chapter 3, verse number 16. Visitation by sending Jesus Christ. Yes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Wow. For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave his only, the only begotten Son. So, you know, Bible is saying that God gave us his best. The best of God is Jesus. Can you see that? You know, God gave us, the word gave there is synonymous. You know, it means he came, he gave us to die for us. And Bible says, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So it means that when it is the plan of God, you know, to save mankind, then he sent his Son. He gave his Son. You know, Jesus Christ died. You know, he was buried. Do you know that he ascended up to heaven? But apart from that, you know, he gave Jesus to reap the whole world. Can you see now? He gave Jesus, you know, and he reaped the whole world. So, you know, God so loved the world. You know, he gave, you know, out of that love that God has for you, that's why he gave Jesus Christ. And that is why you must accept Jesus into your life. That is why, you know, you must embrace Jesus Christ. You know, that is why you must live your life for Jesus, so that, you know, you will not perish, but you have everlasting life. The Bible says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him he might save the world. Can you see? Through Jesus. So it is through Jesus that you can be saved. It is through Jesus you can have hope. It is through Jesus you can have everlasting life. So why can't you put your trust in Jesus? Why can't you believe in Jesus? Why can't you be born again? Eh? You'll be hearing me, but this issue of being born again, you always put it aside. Hear me. It's a very important topic in life. You need to give your life to Jesus. So, you know, Jesus came to this world to change the world. The Bible says, for this purpose, the Son of God was being manifested that he would destroy the works of the devil. Can you see? So he came purposely that every work of the devil in your life to be destroyed. Every work of the devil in your home to be destroyed. But first of all, you must accept this Jesus into your life. Can you see that? And it is through this Jesus you can go back to heaven. Can you see? No Jesus, no heaven. No Jesus, you know, no life. Because after this life, there is life. So you better give your life today. Because tomorrow might be too late. So God sent Christ to us, you know, for the purpose to help us. Number two way of visitation is the visitation by sending his Holy Spirit. Can you see that? Because we are told in the book of Acts 2 that, you know, the Holy Ghost came. Yes, that scripture. The Holy Ghost came. God sent the Holy Ghost for a purpose. Acts chapter 2, can we read from verses 1 to 4? Yes.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Wow! See the advent of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Ghost came, everything changed. Holy Ghost is the advent of power. When the Holy Ghost came, power came. Can you see? You know, when the Holy Ghost came, you know, the disciples, you know, they receive revelation. He brought revelation. You know, it magnified what Jesus Christ has said. You know, the Holy Ghost came to speak about Jesus and not about himself. Can you see now? And the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of power. So when he came, you know, power entered. In fact, Peter preached, and we're told that in a single preaching on that day, over 3,000 people gave their life to Jesus in a single meeting. What the power of the Holy Spirit. That is why when you are born again, you must not stop there. You must seek, you know, the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Because right now we are in the word of the Holy Spirit. That's why you see miracles here and there. That's why you see the power of God here and there. That's why you see the manifestation of God. Because we are, the Holy Ghost is, the power of God is there. Can you see now? So, you know, God sent the Holy Spirit into the world because of you, to empower you, because the Holy Ghost empower us for God's service. Let's see the book of John, to say it more, chapter 16, in verse number 7. John, chapter 16, verse 7. Yes.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
Wow, can you see? That was Jesus speaking. You know, when I go, I will send the Comforter. I will send the Holy Spirit. I will send the Spirit of truth. You know, I will send the Spirit of power to you. But if I don't go, he can come. Can you see? And thank God because he came in Acts 2. So, you know, thank God for the Holy Spirit. We are still in his era. That is why you see, you know, a lot of things happening, good things happening around. You know, the work of deliverance is the work of the Holy Spirit. The work of miracles, the work of healing. Everything you've been hearing, you know, coming forth here and there, glorifying God. They are the work of the Holy Spirit. So, I've told you about, you know, God sending Christ. Number two, God sending the Holy Spirit. I will see you after this time out in Jesus' name.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Oh, welcome back in the name of Jesus. This morning we are talking on ways of divine visitation, and we are looking into the areas where by God have sent, you know, some grace and some power to us. We say he sent Jesus Christ, he sent the Holy Spirit. Another thing that God is sent to this world is his angels. Up till now, you know, angels are still at work. I believe strongly in the ministry of angels. Why? Because, you know, they have actually helped me in life. You see? So, you know, the angels of, that was why when Jesus Christ was born, you know, Bible says the angels came, and what happened now? And they are giving God glory. They are blessing the name of the Lord. Let's read the scripture in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, in verse number 14. Hebrews, chapter 1, verse number 14. Yes.
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
Hallelujah. Can you see, say, are they not all ministering spirits? You know, he's talking about angels. Now, because when you look at the past scripture there, he said that to which of the angels he said at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemy thy footstool. And I said, are they not all ministering spirits? You know, send forth to a minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation. So, you know, it means then therefore that we are being greater than angels. They are sent to us. They are like, you know, servants to us. That is why you must not worship angels. You know, must not bow down to angels. All those people worshiping angels, they are in the wrong doctrine of life. They are. We are not to worship angels. We are not to worship anything. We are to worship God. So God only sent them to us as a way of divine intervention. There are many places in the Bible which I don't want to go into right now because of time, where God sent his angels as a way of divine intervention. You know? And up till today, He's still sending his angels. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I am sure you are following this sharing this morning, because I want you to have this revelation. And after this, I know that, you know, God will start to visit you through all these channels in your life. You know, God will start to visit your life. You know, your life will become a glorious one even after this time out, in the name of Jesus Christ. So God still visits through his angels. Through his angels. Look all over the Bible, you see, you know, angelic intervention. You see God sending out his angels to bring to pass his particular plans for man. Now, apart from sending his angel, God can also visit by sending his prophets. Hallelujah. He can also visit you by sending his prophets. You know, these are, you know, the people that, you know, walk with God on heart. Prophets. You remember the story of Elisha and the widow. You see, God still visits by his prophet. Now, when you look into the scripture in the book of 2 Kings from chapter 4, you know, you will see stories there. Number one story we see there is the story of the widow of oil. You know, the woman, Bible said this woman, you know, the husband is dead, and the creditor came, you know, to put his two sons into bondage. You know, and that was all that the woman had. The woman, the husband is dead, who happened to be, you know, a prophet. But do you know what? God sent Elisha to this woman. And Elisha said, what do you want? Can you see? What can I do for you? To call the Holy Church, the Bible says, and he said to him, go and borrow the vessel. Eh? Not few, borrow many. And then start to pour the oil in your house into the vessels. Can you see now? And that was how they settled the problem. Two prophets. So that was the power of God at work. When you look at the same 2 Kings chapter 4, when you look at verse 8, you will see the Shunammite woman. Can you see? This woman, she is great. Or let me say, she is full but empty. She was so great, she has connection. In fact, when she saw Elisha, she told her husband, let us build a house for this man. Can you see? And when she built a house for Elijah, do you know that? At the end of the day, she even put everything, you know, into the house. She filled everything up. Put tables there, put chairs there, put everything there. And at the end of the day, Elijah said, what shall we do for this woman? No, because you can't help a prophet that you not receive a prophet's reward. You can't help your pastor and not receive your pastor's reward. You can't do something for God and God will allocate you. It's not possible. That's why I want to encourage you. You know, to serve the Lord, to give to your prophets. Some of you are going to church, you don't think of your pastors. You think probably they are not eating physical food. Huh? Now, do you now discover that this woman did that? And then the Elisha said, what are we going to do for this woman? It was Gehazi that gave her condition. Can you see a woman doing that for God minister and not even expecting anything? And the Bible says in verse 14, and he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, barely she has no child, and her husband is old. Wow. A woman who has done all these things, who have labored to build a house, has no house. And the man of God prophesied unto her. And he said in verse 16, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. You know, what a powerful word. And the woman said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, don't lie unto thy handmaid. But you know what? The woman conceived. Can you see connection to a prophet? Many of you are saying you don't need prophet because probably of all the fake ones around you. Because those ones that are, you know, just playing pranks with you. You need a prophet. Thank God for this woman. She was connected to the prophet, and that was how she came out of her problem. Is it the issue of Naaman we are going to talk about? The Naaman who happened to be captain of the king of Syria was a great man, with his master, honorable. He was a mighty man of valor, but a leper. He was so great, but there's a but in his life. He was so full, but empty. Can you see? Until he was connected to Elijah, there was no breakthrough. Now, what am I saying this morning? Is that, do you know that God can visit you by his prophets? Many people came to Christian Network and God visited them. God changed their story in life. God blessed them. Why? Because they came with a heart to meet with God and see what God has done in their life. The testimony is increasing every day. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Also, God can visit you by dream and by vision. God can visit you. Don't forget, we're talking about ways of divine visitation. He can visit you by dreams. Let's see the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter number 2. Let's read verse 28 to 30. Daniel chapter 2 from verse 28 to 30. Yes.
But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the later days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thought came into thy mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter? And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me, for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sake that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart.
Wow. Now, can you see what happened here? That, you know, the king Nebuchadnezzar, he dreamt, he had a dream which he cannot understand. He didn't even know it at all. But thank God for Daniel generation. People that can know what ordinary man cannot know. Can you see now? And Bible says that, you know, through dream, Daniel told him every dream, things that he dreamt that he didn't know at all. Can you imagine when somebody comes to you and said, I have a dream, I don't know at all. Can you tell me my dreams? You'll be asking, how can I know this dream? You're supposed to tell me the dream. But do you know that at the end of the day, Daniel interpreted the dreams to the king? Wow. So, that is a way of visitation. So, God can visit you through your dreams. He can visit you through vision. When you look at Daniel chapter 7, he visited Daniel through vision. Through vision. You know? So, God can visit you through vision. Hallelujah. And lastly today, God can visit you by his word. Wow. Many a times, I will just be in my office and I will be at a crossroad in life and the word of God will just come. And that word will bring light into my spirit. It will bring direction. It will tell me what to do to solve a particular problem. Can you imagine that? Through the word, as I'm reading the word, as I'm looking unto God, the revelation will just come. And you know what? That is the end of that problem. So, God visit his people by his word. That one looks so common. You know the problem? You don't read your Bible. That's the problem. You don't read your Bible. Now, if you read Bible, you read not as you say you are reading in a literature book. You read it as you are searching, looking for something good there. Let me read this before my time goes off. Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter number 1. In verse number 4, yes. Jeremiah 1, 4, yes.
Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
the word of the Lord came. So the word of God came talking, speaking. And do you know that Jesus is the word? So I pray that today the word of God has come to you, you know, and take a definite step You know, the word of God is powerful. It can give you direction. It can help you. I commit you to God. May the Lord be with you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for giving us your attention. See you again next week in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books and various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, first service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and second service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.